Jack Stalwart is 9 years old and smart enough to get his homework done first thing. Why? So his mum and dad don't interrupt his free time by checking up on him. Because Jack needs his free time to be secret time. Top secret. (7:28 p.m.) Jack Stalwart stepped into his bedroom and hung his Keep Out sign on the doorknob. There was always the possibility that a family member would walk in and discover something Jack didn't want them to see. Jack was a secret agent for the Global Protection Force. Protect that which cannot protect itself was the motto of the GPF. The organisation was started in 1947 by a man named Ronald Barter. When he died in 1962, in mysterious circumstances, his son, Gerald, took over and made the Global Protection Force one of the leading worldwide forces against crime. Jack joined the GPF after his older brother, Max, disappeared. Although no one else in his family knew Max was a secret agent for the GPF, Jack did. That's because Max used to show Jack his secret agent gadgets and explain how they worked as he told him all about his missions. Then Max was sent by the GPF to a supposed school in Switzerland. When Jack received an anonymous note telling him his brother was in danger, he joined the GPF and dedicated his life to finding Max. He asked the GPF about Max's whereabouts, but the GPF wouldn't tell Jack a thing and immediately sealed Max's files. Even so, Jack always hoped that one of his missions would lead to some information about Max. Suddenly, there was a buzzing sound from the side of Jack's bed. Wizzy, Jack's magical miniature globe, was spinning hard. Wizzy coughed. A jigsaw piece flew out of his mouth so fast that it hit the wall opposite and bounced. Jack picked up the rounded piece. He had no idea what country it could be. There was nothing distinctive about its shape. He carried the piece over to his wall, where there was an amazing map of the world, with every single country carved into it. He moved the piece over the continents, looking for that perfect fit, where the jigsaw piece slotted neatly into a country. Not America, or Africa, not Europe. What about Asia? India was too big, not Burma or Thailand. Then, just to the southeast of Thailand, the shape of the jigsaw piece and the country matched. The piece snapped into the map. Cambodia flashed on the wall. Just as Jack was trying to remember everything he'd learned about the country in his GPF training, a pink light inside Cambodia started to glow. He didn't have much time. Jack hurried across and reached under his bed to grab his secret agent book bag. Then he pushed the C button on his watch phone. The word T-E-M-P-L-E, temple, appeared on the mini screen. He punched the letters into the lock on his book bag and it opened. Jack quickly checked that all the essential gadgets were inside. The old standbys, the magic key maker, the expander rope and the net tosser were there, along with new tools like the depth barometer, the body count tracker and the voice recognition ticket. He locked his book bag, hurried over to the wall just as the pink light grew to fill his entire room. "Off to Cambodia!" he yelled. The pink light flickered and burst, swallowing Jack into his magic map. The next thing Jack knew, he was falling headfirst out of the sky. Directly below him was a massive ancient temple surrounded by water and hidden in the jungle. The temple looked beautiful, but this wasn't the time to admire beautiful architecture, not when he was about to be splattered all over it. He needed to reach the cord that released a parachute from his book bag. Jack pulled the cord. Snap! Jack's eyes widened when he saw the bit of cord he was holding. Panic filled his body as he realised it was broken. He was hurtling towards the ground and a gathering crowd of people without a parachute. Quickly, Jack tucked his knees to his chest and reached for his left shoe. He twisted open its heel and grabbed a small disc from inside. This was the dome, a small disc with a highly elastic expandable bag inside. Jack somersaulted through the air so his feet were facing the ground and lifted the disc above his head using both hands. The elastic material began to expand like a balloon. It took all Jack's strength to hold on, but the dome was acting like a parachute, slowing his descent. He was 10 meters from the ground when, without warning, the elastic material burst. Jack dropped straight towards the ground. Luckily for him, it wasn't the ground, but the water around the temple that broke his fall. As Jack's head came up out of the murky water, he gasped for air. The crowd started to cheer. It wasn't every day that someone fell out of the sky without a parachute and lived to tell the tale. A girl of about Jack's age bent down. "You must be Jack," she said. "Let me help you out." She offered her hand. Jack paused for a second, confused. "My name is Kate," the girl said when she had pulled him onto the walkway. "Nice of you to drop in." A smile spread across her face. "I've been waiting for you." "What?" "You're my contact," Jack asked, wiping water off his face. "I don't understand. Normally I'd be meeting an adult." "Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you," Kate said, wrinkling her mouth at Jack. "But I am the one who called the GPF. My mom told me to call them if anything happened and, well..." She paused, her voice breaking slightly. "It has." "What's happened?" he asked. As she answered, Jack took a proper look at Kate. Nice green eyes, nice smile, nice curly brown hair and a soft voice. She was wearing a necklace with a medallion on it. On the medallion was an image of a man with four hands. "My mom's been kidnapped." Kate's statement snapped Jack out of his private thoughts. "Kidnapped? When?" "Yesterday," said Kate. "I came home from school and the house was a mess. I waited for my mom to come home from work at the temple, but she never did." "Which temple?" asked Jack. "The ancient temple of Angkor Wat," Kate said. "You nearly fell on it." Jack looked at the enormous temple behind him. It had 5 pointed towers, the middle one of which was the tallest. The temple was huge. It was awe-inspiring. "The Temple of Angkor Wat was one of the many temples built in the city of Angkor," Kate explained. "The city was built by the Khmer people of Cambodia about 1,000 years ago. At that time, the Khmers were very powerful and ruled much of Southeast Asia. In order to pray to their gods and bury their kings, they built a series of temples. But in the 15th century, the Thai people invaded from across the border in Thailand, and the Khmers fled, leaving the temples behind. Over the years, the jungles grew over them and hit them completely. They weren't discovered again until the 19th century. Since that time, archaeologists have been trying to protect them. The weather here is harsh, and people try to steal artifacts from the temples as they're worth a lot of money. My mom is one of the chief archaeologists watching over Angkor Wat," Kate finished proudly. "But why would someone want to kidnap your mum?" asked Jack. "She was trying to help." "I don't know," said Kate, shrugging. "That's why I contacted the GPF. Jack thought about what Kate was saying. He needed more facts. "Where was your mother last seen?" "At home," said Kate. "I'll take you there." "Great," said Jack, following Kate as she set off along the walkway. When they arrived at Kate's house, it was an absolute mess. Pretty much everything that had been standing on its own legs was overturned on the floor. Pictures had been ripped from the walls and curtains shredded. "Now do you see why I called the GPF?" Kate asked. "Sure do," said Jack. If there had been a struggle between Kate's mum and her captors, the house wouldn't have looked this bad. This, Jack thought, was the result of someone looking for something.